With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A lot is riding on the U.S.-Russia summit happening tomorrow between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says it's understandable that Ukrainian President Zelensky says that Russia's Vladimir Putin is bluffing about wanting peace.
He could be forgiven for not having a very high opinion of Vladimir Putin after 3.5 years of war. But, you know, at the same time, he's trying to stake out a maximalist position so he has somewhere to negotiate from in the event that talks do start.
Coates, now with the Heritage Foundation, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Zelensky is not a part of tomorrow's talks in Alaska, though President Trump is expected to speak with Zelensky and European leaders after the summit has concluded. Author and crime expert John R. Lott Jr. says President Trump's federal presence in Washington, D.C. is bound to make a dent in the city's crime rate. Bob Agnew reports.
Lott says it's not that hard to see.
If you want to reduce crime, you have to make it risky and costly for criminals to commit crime.
He says that can happen with more arrests and convictions and harsher sentences.
You can also do it with allowing victims to be able to go and defend themselves.
But Lott says that's not about to happen in Washington, D.C., which only has some 1,300 patrol officers of its own.
400 people on duty to go and protect 721,000 people.
A burden, he says, will be eased by the president's deployment of some 800 National Guard troops. Bob Agnew reporting.
Orthodox Christians across Alaska are taking part in 3 days of prayer for peace ahead of a summit between President Trump and Russian President Putin. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the NASDAQ dropped 2, the S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo causes an uproar in New York.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is ramping up its efforts to get Bibles into the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution's the worst. ICC says we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and, of course, physical Bibles in the desired languages. This is SRN News. Radio news profitability rises after a 30-year low. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest RTDNA Newhouse School at Syracuse University survey found that radio news profitability rose to 13% in 2025. That's a rebound from last year's 30-year survey low of 10.1%. Clear patterns of profitability are hard to identify. Stations in major markets are just as likely to profit from news as those in smaller markets, and the same holds true regardless of staff size. For whatever the reason, stations in the South and Midwest are more likely to show a profit from news than stations in the Northeast or West. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A judge has granted a request by federal prosecutors to dismiss 2 of the 14 counts that Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife face. The charges are part of a federal bribery and conspiracy indictment. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.